I stared through the blackness toward the Indian burial ground and felt sad. This story rang of all the things I'd been thinking about people. Nobody wanted to admit they had treated Chris badly, not even his own parents. Everyone was pointing the finger at everybody else. "Did anyone ever find any trace of Digger?" I asked. "Yes, I did." My mom grinned, still staring out the window. "He's an attorney in Detroit. When I was in law school at the University of Michigan, he was a guest speaker at one of my lectures. He was going by the name Troy Haynes, which I think is his birth name. I saw that gimp and heard the last name, and I'll tell you I was very glad to see him and to talk to him after class." She sighed. "I have his address somewhere. I should write to him, if he could stand to hear from somebody from Steepleton. He was glad to see me at the time, but that was before his father." She trailed off. I never even remembered hearing the name Haynes around here. "What happened to Mr. Haynes?" My mom tore her eyes from the window and turned and stared at the floor. "People think that after years of being called a bad parent, he was tired. One day his house was dark and stayed dark. Some people say he simply left without even telling anyone goodbye. Others say he was seen wandering into the Indian burial ground with his old World War II pistol in his belt. Supposedly, he found one of those little burial caves, crawled in, and pulled the trigger. We had heard of the caves in the woods, but never found any. Some were mapped out by the geology department at Stockton, but it had never been prime on our list to find them. There were three huge rocks in the center of the burial ground, and Alex and I used to climb on them and play King of the Hill. Sometimes we used to get into the old legends and dig around for bones. We never found any bones. We stopped digging once we decided we didn't want some Lenape Indian ghost crawling out from under the bed at night, with his mohawk all decorated, seeking revenge. I hadn't thought about it in years. Allie shivered a little, watching my mom. "Well, what do you think happened to him?" A sad smile crept over my mom's face. "I'm not afraid of ghosts anymore. Not after facing life's realities every day at work. But whatever happened to Bob Haynes, I know this town destroyed him. They blamed him because it was easier than admitting they were partly responsible. I think the Indian burial ground story was somebody's imagination, a few people having one last ha-ha to tack on to an already tragic story. I hope he moved to Los Angeles and became an art dealer or something. But that's why I say it's very important to leave Sylvia and Ron Creed alone. They'll end up rotting away like Bob Haynes or something worse. They aren't perfect, but they didn't kill their son, kids." I cast one final glance over my shoulder at the window as we moved slowly back to the table. Allie got way quiet and dropped down in the chair beside me.